my offering to this is that we took a trip up to the Central Coast and went kayaking all along the Central Coast, and it was extremely peaceful. San Simeon Cove and Morro Bay and Pismo, and that whole region is very peaceful and beautiful and wild and,
And my experience was I spent a month in the summer in Vienna and had some very peaceful times, meeting lots of people, riding my bike along the Danube River and swimming in the Danube River in Vienna. So that's my experience.
Thank you.
This is symbolic water from the 9/11 memorial. As you all know, tomorrow will mark the 16th year since that terrible event. And it has always troubled me deeply in my soul. But being there present, especially with my daughter Claire, there was a settling. There was a peace that came over me, one of the most spiritual experiences of my life.
Symbolic, Brad Woodhull here. Years ago, I spent 2 years in Europe fighting a war. Then, later in the 80s, I went back to Europe for the summer with my wife and saw an entirely different perspective. It was a symbol of what peace can do over the years.
I stayed in Fullerton, and nobody ever told me this when I was growing up, but I've been a lifelong swimmer. So just swimming every day and then stopping to air dry under a shade and using that as my meditation time was a really good thing.
A few months ago, I got a water fountain. And in the summer, it's gotten really hot, so I open the windows to sleep. I have never heard something so beautiful than just the water. And enjoyed it very much.
A priest once said to Groucho Marx, "Groucho, I want to shake your hand for all the joy you brought into the world." Groucho responded, "Why, thank you, Father. And I want to shake your hand for all the joy you've taken out of the world." As we know in matters of religious history, joy, from being silly to pure delight, has often been undervalued, underappreciated. There was a sense that the more you suffered, the more religious you are, the more worthy you are. Well, universalists never did go in for that. They didn't embrace suffering. It was all about joy and love. If God exists, then the idea was that God indeed was a loving God, that God did not want anyone or anything to suffer. A Columbia study that was released about a few years back, probably about 10 at this point, of 100,000 Americans, and it was to figure out where people fell on the happiness and unhappiness scale as far as their religious identification was concerned. And it came out that Baptists were the most unhappy, followed by Orthodox Jews and Roman Catholics. And Unitarian Universalists and Quakers scored the highest on that scale. So, and I think that has something to do about faith traditions that aren't about shame or punishment, that are about embracing joy. Because after all, playing is natural. And as we get older, we often forget that. We become desensitized to the joy around us, the opportunities for laughter and all of that. We become numb. There's a funny story of a translation of Christian scripture into an Eskimo language. And the phrase was, when the disciples saw Jesus, they were filled with joy. Now, that particular Eskimo language didn't have a word for joy. But what they did have was the most joyful time of the day for them was when the sled dogs were fed. I mean, the dogs were so happy. The kids were happy. Everybody was happy. You know, this was the best time of the day. They're barking and yelping and laughing, and neighbors came over, and it was a real communal experience. So the way that ended up being translated was that when the disciples saw Jesus, they wagged their tails. So there's something to be said for finding the fun and joy in the sacred and the holy. Something to be said for approaching our life of faith and community with joy. So let us sing about the fountain of joy. So those who would like to come forward with the water communion for joy, you are now invited to do so. Something, someone, a place that has brought you and brings you joy. Oh, good. We've got lots of joy here.
Hi, I'm Mary Botts, and as we usually do, we went down to our timeshare in Escondido in August, and it was filled with joy because we had a lot of people that came to visit. We had probably 11 people in our 6-people condo at one point. And the other joy that was so great was I spent most of the week thinking or saying, I couldn't do this last year, and I was able to do it this year.
In June, we went to my ancestral village in Arcadia, Greece, and had a very touching experience because it was nice to see the hills where my great-grandfather raised his lambs, grew food.
Hi, I'm Kathy Boone. This water is symbolic from the stream that runs through the middle of Willamette University, where my daughter Cheyenne graduated in May, and also symbolic from Lake Shasta, because as I was driving on my way up to Willamette, it was actually full, and a couple years ago, it was nothing, so.
Tom and I drove up to the middle of Washington State to watch the total eclipse of the sun. And I have to tell you, it was thrilling, it was shocking, and you know, it was actually kind of scary, even though you know the science behind it. It's kind of a frightening experience. So just something, life experience that I'll never forget.
Hi, I'm Cheryl. We welcomed our second beautiful grandchild into the world on August 29th, and I had an opportunity to spend 8 days with our wonderful 2-year-old grandson, and this water is for the water play that we played in the backyard with.
So I have extreme, extreme joy like I've never experienced because I went to Mount Whitney portal, hiked up, came down, sat by a waterfall where I didn't realize my phone had fallen after about 10 minutes of laying down. So this phone sat in the ice-cold water of the Sierra Nevadas in this huge waterfall for 20 hours, and here it is. It's still working, my iPhone 7, so I've never experienced so much joy.
I'm another person who got to see the total solar eclipse and was just blown away by those 2 minutes. I'm going, why did I go a couple of thousand miles? But that totality part was what was just, oh, wonderful.
Hi, I'm Paula Spiro, and we saw, our joy for Dennis and me is that we saw lots and lots of family in the month of August. We spent 2 weeks on the East Coast and crossed lots of rivers, didn't really go to, but went where we started in Connecticut, went to Pennsylvania, and on to Maryland, got to spend both weekends with our sons, and also saw all of Dennis's siblings, most of the spouses, most of the cousins on his side of the nieces and nephews on his side of the family. Then we turned around and went to a birthday party for the first birthday of my cousin's granddaughter, first granddaughter, and had a little mini reunion with my brother and a couple of cousins and a lot of those relatives. So it was a very joyful August.
I'm Steve Schuster. This water is from Upper Graveyard Meadow at about 9,000 feet on the western side of the Sierra. I drew a great deal of joy out of getting there, being there, and getting back down from there. And those of you who are more physically ambitious, among the more physically ambitious, are invited to join me next year in a similar place.
I'm Lane Kenny, and this sparkling water represents the effervescent joy that we experienced on the islands around California this year. We got to go to Catalina for the first time and go up in a parasailing triad together, and my son and I got to go sea kayaking in the sea caves around Santa Cruz. And it also, it's not only symbolic, it's literal, because they kept teasing me all year, all summer, about being obsessed with sparkling water. And I just want to let the congregation know I can quit any time. All right? So, go ahead.
Good morning. This water is symbolic of the complete downpour that we had, last week? I can't remember. All the days flow together. Just like water. But that day, my daughter wanted to collect rainwater to wash her crystals to bless our new home. And so that was incredibly joyful for us.
Hi. My husband and my, our joy is our brother-in-law actually passed his Navy SEAL BUDS training. So, we're so grateful for that because he was safe. He was one out of 847. He was number 328 out of 331 that passed. So first time he was forced to ring the bell because his body was actually breaking down. So he was forced to ring the bell, and he got a second opportunity to try again. And so this time he was successful. And so this upcoming week he has, they do the drowning test, which, so positive vibes for that. And then, but the greatest joy is that because of where he is at this point in his SEAL training, he will actually get to see his first child be born in November. So.
So I have two small children, and that is not very peaceful. But this July actually sort of stuck in my mind as quite possibly the most peaceful month we've had in a really long time. We didn't go anywhere or do anything, and my children got along for 5 minutes at a time. But it kicked off with the 4th of July when we slathered them in sunscreen, threw out the kiddie pool, and they stayed outside all day, played with their neighbors. All of our neighbors came out on the street. It was like an informal block party, and I watched my children just filled with joy all day. Culminating in just a fantastic street fireworks show, not everything entirely legal. And it was just a really joyous occasion, and it made a fantastic month and something I will never forget.
My name is Tony Hankins, and my brothers are back down again. And so, last night and the night before, I spent in my room watching TV, staying away from them. And my joy is the bus ride here, this morning and being here with my friends. So
we're glad to be here. I'm Jan Lillibridge, and my joy is this summer my children, with much effort, made an effort, all three of them with their spouses from Ohio, Oregon, and Placentia, to be with me for my 90th birthday.
This water symbolizes the joy I experienced just a couple of weeks ago when my children and grandchildren joined me at our timeshare that we used in Oceanside for the first time since I inherited from my parents who are deceased. And just seeing them all on the beach, all my family, and thinking about the generations that have passed that led us here and the generations to come just gave me a sense of just chills, an awesome feeling of joy. And my heart was just bursting with joy to have such a wonderful experience with my family. And I'm reminiscent of my mom, who loved the ocean and always felt peace when she heard the waves crashing.
People often ask me what Unitarian Universalism is about, and I say about love, not the candy, hearts, and flowers kind. Our tradition is not about behaviors and creeds, no one saying what we can or cannot do, but it's centered around a central covenant, a vow, that of loving and being loved. So what does this mean exactly? I mean, love has so many different forms. I don't think it matters so much how we define it or who the object of our love is. It is how we do it, how we love, how we give it and receive it. Speaking of that, we had some time to spend with my nephew, one of my nephews in Texas over the summer. And Kyle, who's, I guess, is he 8 now or 9? He's 9 now. Oh, where did the time go? But when you would run into him in the hall, he kind of sheepishly would look at you and say, "I like hugs." And it was that sense, I'm sure, you know, next year he'll be too old for that or whatever, but it was that sense of asking for love and knowing what it is that you need and being able to say that. So that is what we celebrate this morning, this sense of love and all its different meanings and knowing how to figure out what we need out of love and what we need to give to others. So let's sing one verse about love before we do the final part of our water communion. So those who would like to add to the river of love, please come forward.
So before we saw the nephews, we took time, just the two of us, to go to Newport, Rhode Island. It was wonderful, and I remember to get water, my fancy Tupperware, and so this is from that time.
This is water from Green Valley, Arizona. And I'm bringing it up in this time because I feel like you can live your life in fear or you can live it in love, certain or uncertain. So this is love.
So I lost my partner this last March. We broke up. But he was autistic and he was Orthodox Jewish and he was very into water. Like he would tell me about how much he loved the ocean and how much he loved to scuba dive and stuff. And on the one occasion that I did get to visit him, he lived all the way in Illinois. I went to this autism camp with him, and we would go, as part of the camp, we would go swimming together. Part of the last cookout that we did, we had water balloons, and we would splash them on each other and play games. And the whole thing was very water-oriented. So I thought that was interesting, because according to him, autistics like water. And I'm autistic, and I'm not too crazy about water. So I guess I'm kind of the opposite that proves the rule. But yeah.
Hi. So I'm up here because I feel like I participated in the Summer of Love. I got married at the beginning of the summer, and Reverend Jason was there to officiate with us for Bruce and I. And then Bruce and I took a 4,400-mile trip through many states, and we're still married, and where we saw a lot of water. I had a wonderful experience at Zion and at Bryce, and water was central to those locations, and we culminated in another part of love where my niece got married. So it was just a wonderful feeling of family and love.
Well, hi. I have a couple of love stories. This summer, I went to Tuscany, Italy, to a wedding, and my own daughter got married last year, and I've been to a lot of weddings recently, but this wedding was really an amazing wedding. It was just amazing. We stayed in a 100-year-old farmhouse, and all the families got there for breakfast every morning and talked, and it was just a gorgeous wedding. So that was a very full of love thing. Then yesterday, I went to Burbank to a friend's, a mother's 95th birthday, and she had, they brought her from the nursing home. I'm sorry, it's still kind of emotional. But so her favorite food was steak tartare. She had a bite, she had a little steak tartare. And then lapsed, and everybody who still knows her was there. Everybody, you know. And she lapsed into unresponsiveness afterwards and didn't come back and isn't back. And it was just an amazing, loving experience. That she was there with those people and was, you know, able to experience that. And then I think say goodbye. So that's another kind of love story.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Wittenberg, and this is my son, Noah. And number one thing in my life is my love for my son. Absolutely. And that's why we're here. I've been coming to the Grief and Caregivers Group for several months now and struggling with some challenges that I've had in our life. And it was time to bring Noah here. And I love that he loves it here. And he is so happy to be here. And I am delighted with how much love we've been shown by the congregation as I've inched my way into it. And for me, coming here has been a gift because everyone has just received us so openly, and I really appreciate that. I guess that's it. Go put the water in.
Hi, I'm Jenny, and this is Clara, and the two of us, along with Matt and Eden and my mom, we went to upstate New York this summer, and we went through Watkins Glen State Park, walked behind and through 19 waterfalls, and then we saw Niagara Falls from both sides.
Well, Harry and I didn't travel very much, but as you can see, he's wearing the appropriate shirt for Water of Love. And but we did spend actually quite a number of visits to our congressman's office to deliver letters that many of you had signed, as well as for other protests and rallies asking for love for people who are disadvantaged in our country and in our world, those who are refugees, the kids who have been receiving DACA and so forth. And while I was there the last time, I got a little bit of water from the fountain that's in front of his office.
Hi, speaking of water, my grandson is in Clearwater, Florida. The water, I am really afraid. My hope is that after this is all over, there will be a lot of love from people helping from all over to help everything that's living, the trees, the plants, the animals, and the people. I hope everyone comes forward with love.
And I pour this last bit for all of you. I love you.
And I am deeply grateful for you taking me into your hearts this past year.